Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome one and all to Born on the 4th of July, right here on RBN. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and I'm honored to spend time with you, the listening audience all across the nation and the world if you choose to listen in. Welcome one and all. Today is moving right through July, a beautiful summer day here along the Wasatch Front in Utah, blue skies. Couldn't be nicer. And in Utah, we look forward this week to celebrating a Utah holiday, Pioneer Day, on the 24th of July. So a lot of activity is going on here to celebrate with parades and fireworks and family barbecue. So here we are, and a nation with a homeland security, a kid that's sort of new on the block for America, the Department of Homeland Security, though there were rumblings and writings and committees meeting long before 2001, 9/11, in February of that year, papers were being formulated for just such an idea and concept, with dignitaries about, you know, studying the issue, of course, diminishing the power of Congress. Newt Gingrich was one on that board. Anyway, here we are, and what are we facing in this beautiful summer day and summer month of July? July 27th through the 31st, that's like 27, 28, 29, 30, and 31. The Department of Homeland Security, and with FEMA going strong, Mexico, Canada, England, Australia are going to be having some model and some exercises in our country. Foreign troops joining with our troops for an exercise on homeland terrorism this very month. Do you like that? Do you think that should be happening? Call your people in Washington. Let them know how you feel. Foreign troops on the ground, they're looking for terrorists. Isn't it interesting that in February, on the 20th day, there was the MIAC, it's the Missouri report, the MIAC report, I call it. That came out and identified a few candidates, third-party candidates, as potential terrorists or their following. Then, of course, we have the Department of Homeland Security getting into more detail. If you should oppose abortion, oppose a same-sex marriage, oppose restrictions on firearms, oppose lax immigration law, a little bit concerned about the free trade agreements, that's one. And how about the other little idea that there was a resurgence in radicalization and recruitment, and former Army personnel could be considered potential terrorists? Ladies and gentlemen, this is July 2009. Did you ever think this could happen? Mexican troops? Are you aware that 150,000 of them have left the ranks and joined the gangs? Are you aware that there are these vivid pictures on mail.com, the Daily Mail out of Britain, showing the activity in Mexico as we speak with their war on drugs, etc.? Are we living in a strange place? Are we living in the United States of America? Food for thought. We'll go to break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious-tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. This hour's guest is Mr. John Hamill, and he joined with us yesterday, and we discussed a very, very concerning topic, joining with Sheriff Mack. We hope you were tuned in, but in case you weren't, we just didn't get enough time to properly introduce John Hamill and his interests, his organization and website. So I'm happy again to say good afternoon to you, John.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
All right, so it's the mic is yours to tell a little bit about yourself, what your interests are, what you would like the people to know, and we'll pick it up and go from there. And thanks so much for being on the show and online.
Well, thank you. I'm the president of International Advocates for Health Freedom, an organization that I started in 1996 specifically to call attention to the UN Codex threat to health freedom. I was the first person in the world to blow the whistle on the UN's genocide campaign to block our access to high-potency vitamins and minerals and also to the most effective dietary supplements on the market. This initiative of the UN's would be enforceable because of our being a member of the World Trade Organization. They also are working through other mechanisms to bring us into conformity with what is emerging from this very laborious and slow process at the UN. The way they're trying to usher these very restrictive measures into America is through something that the FDA is doing called the FDA Trilateral Cooperation Charter with Canada and Mexico, through which they're creating one harmonized set of food and drug regulations for all three countries, as if a North American Union were already in existence. And the reason I know they're doing this is because on their website, they tell us They tell us they're doing this. They put it right out there in public. And then I dug further by forcing them through the Freedom of Information Act to give me their internal documents, which they did not want to do. It was like pulling teeth to get them to obey the law and give me their internal documents. I had high-level conference calls with FDA officials, and they were very nervous about my probe because they know me, and they know the angle I'm coming from, and they realized I was indeed connecting dots at a high level. Made them very nervous, and they took so long to get me my documents that I had to threaten to sue them. They dragged their feet as long as they possibly could. But finally they began coughing up documents, only they redacted them heavily. They went over them with a black magic marker, crossing lots of things out to make it hard to read. And then with the last bunch of documents, they had a cover letter claiming legal exemption from sending me anything further, basically daring me to sue them. And I only haven't because I simply don't have the deep pockets to be able to, but I have been attempting to get the interest of other more powerful groups, such as Judicial Watch in Washington, D.C., which has sued the government to force them to cough up documents relative to something called the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, which is one of the prime mechanisms by which they're trying to foist off this North American Union dictatorship that is to be modeled after the European Union, which is in fact a dictatorship. And I know it's a dictatorship because I've done my health freedom work all over the world, including Europe. And I work closely with a UK-based organization called the Alliance for Natural Health. And I worked with them on a lawsuit to try to overturn the very draconian European Union Food Supplements Directive, which threatens to crush the UK's internal dietary supplement laws and force them to harmonize to some very restrictive emerging European laws, which unfortunately are the driving force within Codex. As Europe enacts these restrictive measures, Codex follows Europe because the European Union is the dominant political force within the Codex meetings. And I sat in the courtroom at the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg watching the Alliance for Natural Health make an impeccable showing in the courtroom. And it was a brilliant legal showing. By rights, they should have overturned this draconian directive, but the European Union is so mind-bogglingly corrupt that they make our Congress seem like a bunch of choir boys. And I dread this coming North American Union. And my message to everyone in America, as we have this FEMA exercise occur at the end of this very month with foreign troops, as Barbara Jean said, from Canada, Mexico, Australia, and the UK, I dread this FEMA exercise because I don't trust FEMA. And there's a reason I don't trust FEMA. And I'm going to tell you the reason I don't trust FEMA. I got chased out of Florida by death threats because of my work. And after being chased out of Florida because of these death threats, I ended up in the middle of nowhere. I got in a U-Haul truck and I started driving, not sure where I was going to fetch up. I let Spirit guide me to a safe place. And the Lord guided me to the mountains in the southwest part of the state of Virginia, the Appalachian Mountains. And I was living on 700 acres of land in the middle of nowhere without a phone or an electric bill in my name. I'd gone underground because there were people that wanted to kill me. I had video footage shot at a Codex meeting in Germany in which I'd caught Dr. Beth Yetley from the U.S. FDA violating the law to set us up for harmonization to these restrictive emerging UN Codex standards. And I had my video footage of her breaking the law, ignoring a letter that had been signed by 7 members of Congress, including Ron Paul, telling her not to put a particular paper on the table at a Codex meeting because to do so would violate U.S. law. The paper was titled A Risk Assessment Model for Establishing Safe Upper Levels for Nutrients. And the paper had been written by pharmaceutical companies, and it said so right on it, right up front. And this paper went directly against what the American people decided through passage of the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994, which was passed in the direct face of a draconian FDA rulemaking effort that threatened to crush our access to dietary supplements in the early 1990s. And so this video footage that I shot was of Dr. Yetley ignoring this letter that I had in my hand that had been signed by 7 members of Congress telling her not to put this biased paper on the table, that to do so would go directly against U.S. law, a law that the FDA hates. And they'll do anything to try to make an end run around it, which is what they're trying to do by going offshore. And I nailed her. And because I nailed her, I started having death threats over the phone. The person was punctuating his message where he was trying to tell me to back off from pushing for oversight on this. And he was punctuating his message by clicking a pistol into the phone so I'd hear the firing pin drop. Well, I had a few choice words for this individual, and I slammed a phone all 3 times after uttering those choice words. And the next thing I knew, I came home one day. This was in Hollywood, Florida, near Fort Lauderdale. And there were a bunch of bullets from an FN assault rifle on the doorstep of my house. And I asked my neighbor if she'd seen anything. And she said, yeah, there were some really big guys that emerged from a black van that didn't have any markings on it. And they were looking in your windows. And I don't know who these guys were, but I rented a U-Haul truck and I got out of Dodge. I wasn't going to stick around to get rubbed out. So that's why I moved to the middle of nowhere. And so from the middle of nowhere, I continued fighting. Now, every time I showed up in Washington, D.C., I found I had my own entourage of Washington Capitol Police that followed me everywhere I went. It was like something out of a Kafka novel. I couldn't believe it. What happened was I had been pushing for this oversight hearing for 5 years. On March 20th, 2001, they whitewashed a hearing that I'd been pushing for 5 years. They wouldn't let me testify. They wouldn't let my witnesses testify. The only person who they allowed to testify on this Codex vitamin issue was a mole who had penetrated what was then called National Nutritional Foods Association, NNFA. Today it's called the Natural Products Association. It's the biggest vitamin trade association. Lots of vitamin manufacturers belong to it. Lots of health food stores belong to it. Lots of raw material suppliers belong to it. There's plenty of Utah-based companies that belong to it, and they don't realize they're all being lied to by their own trade association on this Codex vitamin issue. They've been set up like bowling pins through their international committee.
We're going to go to break here, John. Keep with your story when we come right back after a commercial break right here on RBN.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecrets2youth.com. That's learnthesecrets2youth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit survivaloven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to survivaloven.com. That's survivaloven.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Thank you for listening to Born on the 4th of July. Call your friends and neighbors and say, listen in. John Hamill has an extraordinary story to tell, and his effort to maintain a wonderful food supply, the right of everybody to have food that is untainted and supplements and all that that they might choose to have. We're talking about the empowerment of the United Nations through Codex Alimentarius, starting early about 1962 and formulating itself. And it just, isn't it interesting that it is under the World Trade Organization, meaning trade, commerce, and so forth. And we have this positioning of our food supply under the World Trade Organization. You were describing a hearing, I believe you said March 20th, 2001. You named National Products Association. Is that a current association now in 2009?
Yes, it is. It used to be called the National Nutritional Foods Association. They simply changed their name, but it's the same exact organization with the same companies as members and so on. Most of the health food stores in America are members. They're being artfully lied to by the law firm representing the trade association on this particular issue. That law firm is Sidley Austin. It's a gigantic multinational law firm that includes pharmaceutical companies amongst their clients. And at any rate, I witnessed the whitewashing of this hearing. It was a terrible thing to see occur. I know exactly how it happened. There was a guy trying to help me, a guy on Congressman Dan Burton's congressional staff, named Milt Copulis, was attempting to assist me in getting a proper hearing. And one day Milt called me, and he said, John, I never thought anything like this would happen to me. I feel really sick about this, but I came in today, and there was a pink slip on my desk. I've been fired, but so far no one has told me anything, so I don't know exactly what happened. But he said, I can't believe it's Dan Burton that has fired me, because he likes me, he respects my work, we've always worked well together, he's never called me on the carpet, but as soon as I find out what's going on, I'll let you know. So 2 days later, on a Friday, he calls me back. He says, John, I was right, it wasn't Dan Burton. I've been fired by someone with power over me on the committee staff, and it's because I attempted to help you get oversight on Codex, and my boss told me not to go there because NNFA doesn't want us to work on that, and we're only to work on things that NNFA tells us to work on. And I explained to him about how NNFA had been penetrated by Big Pharma, and that's why they were being steered like that. And I said it really sickened me that this was happening within Congressman Dan Burton's staff, because I have so much respect for Dan Burton. But this proves that any member of Congress can be penetrated by these people. They're very powerful, and they seem to get plants and moles into any congressional office that they need to. It's utterly sickening. And so Milt said, yeah, you know, I've been fired, and it's absolutely because I tried to help you. I feel really sick about this. I know how much this means to you. They'll undoubtedly replace me with a pharma plant, will undoubtedly go out of their way to make your life a living hell. Well, truer words were never spoken, because the person that replaced him was a woman named Beth Clay, who I already knew was a plant, because prior to going to work for Dan Burton, she had previously worked for the head guy at the National Institutes of Health, a guy named Varmus, and she was the mole who sabotaged the Office of Alternative Medicine at the National Institutes of Health. And I knew that because I was on the ad hoc advisory board that helped create the Office of Alternative Medicine at the National Institutes of Health. And it was about as popular as a piranha in a hot tub. And the head guy at NIH hated this office, which was politically forced on NIH by Senator Tom Harkin and Congressman Berkeley Bedell. It was quite a political coup. We essentially established a beachhead inside enemy territory when we got that office. But they did everything they could to sabotage it, and Beth Clay was like a mole who, what her job was to rat out anyone inside that office who did anything that Varmus didn't like. And so my friend Jackie Wooten, for example, this soft-spoken English woman with a PhD, she got fired for simply giving out the names and phone numbers of alternative medical practitioners to members of the public who called in desperately seeking help for life-threatening illnesses like cancer and other things, which alternative medicine has answers for, but the mainstream does not. And so, anyway, one day she came into work, and an armed security guard told her she had 5 minutes to clean out her desk, that he was told to remove her from the premises. And so this armed security guard escorted her off the NIH campus and told her to never return. And that happened to a whole bunch of friends of mine inside there as they did their best to gut that office and subvert it. And one day I went in there to talk with my friend, Dr. Dan Eskenazi.
I can hear the music coming for a break. If you'll just hold your thought, we'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
One has to ask, what kind of pressure can be put? Notice I say can, because I'm sure it's ongoing all the time, on a congressman to allow pressure to let go of a certain aide or assistant or staff member. What does he have to say yes to and go along with in order to allow that to happen? How many of them are free with a good record in all personal activity? We're looking at maybe blackmail or bribery or coercion here among leaders in Washington. Very interesting insight. So Milt had to go. You had no further contact, and even others were certainly persecuted because of what they might do or how they might think.
Exactly. What Milt's last words to me were, he said, John, I feel sick about this. I never thought anything like this would ever happen to me. He said, I know how much having this hearing means to you. However, I am almost certain whoever they bring into my place will be someone who will try to sabotage you, with everything they have. That'll be they'll be told to sabotage you, because he was fired for associating with me, basically. And he told me also that they'd set him up with a job on the outside. He had a wife and kids. They could pull the rug out from under him at any time. Therefore, he could never speak to me again.
Power, very great power. Codex Alimentarius. I first learned of that in reading the NAFTA document, 1993. I thought it was so interesting. These folks in the Congress and certainly local legislators here in Utah, where I would talk with them about the impact of NAFTA before it was passed, tried to write articles in the paper, all of this empowerment of judicial panels, afar and removed, and all of these things. Going to local legislatures, they would say, I don't have to think about that. I'm working on things that are local. And I would come back and say, this will impact you. This will become what you deal with. That was 1993. Many of them still do not believe the power from afar. Codex Alimentarius can take us everywhere with proper food, take it away, have the empowerment. It is a trade organization about making money. Isn't that interesting that we have this control from afar? And didn't we finally sign on to it? I think it was July 4th, 2006.
Well, we've been participating in Codex since 1962, but Codex developed teeth with the advent of the World Trade Organization. Prior to the creation of the World Trade Organization, Codex did not have a means of twisting a country's arm to get them to conform to their so-called standards. And now they have a means. They can't directly force a country to harmonize to a Codex standard, but they can make you wish you had, because what they can do is, if you don't conform, a trade dispute can be filed against your country, and then the dispute settlement body of the World Trade Organization can impose sanctions against broad sectors of your country's economy affecting totally unrelated industries, and that puts pressure on Congress to do what they want. And so they've developed a mechanism, a whip hand over our Congress and over the legislative bodies of every country in the world. And this is how they're trying to get their global totalitarian state, for which the European Union is the blueprint. And they've got 9 other regional governments in a process of being shoved down the throats of the people of the world. And the one they're trying to shove down our throats here is the North American Union with Canada and Mexico. And I live in a perfect location I have a perfect vantage point to view this from, because I live in a border town on the Canadian border in a unique place called Point Roberts, Washington, which is physically disconnected from the rest of the state of Washington, located on the tip of a peninsula that's cut off by the 49th parallel, which marks the border. So we are U.S. soil, but we're on a peninsula that is physically attached to the British Columbia, Canada mainland. So I'm actually a suburb of Vancouver, B.C., and I live essentially simultaneously in both countries from this location. So I fight for health freedom on both sides of the border. And right now in Canada, we're facing off against a bill that has gone through the House of Commons, and it's on its way to the Canadian Senate in September. It is called C-6, and C-6 is the bill from hell. C-6 is a bill that threatens to nuke the Canadian dietary supplement industry back to the Stone Age. And if we don't kill C-6 in Canada, unfortunately, its effects will come south through this trilateral cooperation charter mechanism. And my friend Kevin Miller, a filmmaker, and I are very, very concerned about this. Kevin made a film that you can see at welltv.com. It's called We Become Silent. It's a very short film. Our intention when we made it was to rapidly make an updated version. However, Kevin was sued by a controlled opposition group that's infiltrated our movement, and it's attempted to hijack our movement. And when he was sued by this controlled opposition group called the Natural Solutions Foundation, he was blocked from being able to make an updated version of his film. So we haven't been able to get the word out there the way we'd like to about the threat posed by this Trilateral Cooperation Charter.
Now, could you tell me, hold on just a minute, the Trilateral Cooperation Charter. Now,
yes.
Could you give us a time frame of that, when that was initiated, and is it linked to the North American Union or linked to the World Trade Organization? How does it fit?
Well, it's an initiative that the FDA has, in which they're communicating with their regulatory counterparts from Canada and Mexico for the purpose of harmonizing the food and drug regulations between the three countries.
Would the Congress have done anything to have this initiative, or does it arise from the FDA on its own?
It has arisen from the executive branch of our government, of which the FDA is a part. The executive branch of our government is controlled by the shadow government, which has a global population reduction agenda that's coming out of the Global 2000 report, which I mentioned yesterday. The Global 2000 report was written during the Carter administration.
These things, ladies and gentlemen, are nuggets of wisdom. They are what we need to know. We wonder and ask, how could it be, and how is this happening? We know about maybe like NAFTA, we hear about that, or they tell us, oh, we have to get everybody in the WTO, and they talk this story. But how on earth does it happen with a Congress that is supposed to do the legislating here?
Well, I'll give you the answer to that, Barbara Jean, because I probed that pretty heavily. I got my friend Ron Paul to take a letter that I wrote, and he put it on his letterhead as a Dear Colleague letter in order to introduce this Trilateral Cooperation Charter threat to other members of Congress, in the hopes that several would sign on to the letter agreeing that there was a need for congressional oversight. And then I hand-carried the letter around on the Hill, and I did indeed get some signatures from some members of Congress. I got about 7 signatures. But I couldn't get a single solitary signature from anybody on the Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee of the House Commerce Committee, which is the subcommittee that would conduct an oversight hearing. And I couldn't get their signatures because they've all been bought off by Big Pharma. They've been flooded with pharmaceutical political action committee donations, which I guess they feel they need these donations to be competitive in the election cycle. They need cash to keep running for office. And so they're afraid to alienate these people because they're afraid that if they aren't on that gravy train, they won't be competitive. You know, it takes a lot of money to run for office in this corrupt country of ours. You got to have money for television ads and things, and it's expensive. And so they're all too happy to do whatever they think is necessary to get this money. And so... You know, Washington, D.C. is a cesspool of corruption. And our country is being destroyed by this means. And
now the attack is food, isn't it? Big time. And this, of course, is your interest. And, I'm looking at the time and it's going so fast. So we're going to have you back on again real soon. And we go to the top of the hour, don't get me wrong. But I want you to put out websites that you can be found and your information and where people can learn from you in that regard. And then I'd like you to kind of fast forward into your concern and your activity over the pandemic. I'm so pleased to introduce to this audience today the background of Mr. John Hamill. So take it from there and let's do as much as we can in the next few minutes.
Okay. If you did want me on for more time, I'd be happy to remain on if you were able to.
Okay, we'll see what happens at the top of the hour. I may have another guest, and maybe he will not come on. We're not sure, so just hold on to that. But continue to let the people know where they can find your information on your websites and the urgency of the hour with the food. But then I'd like you to kind of tie it into your concern over the pandemic.
Okay. People can get on my email distribution list at IAHF.com. That's IAHF for International Advocates Health Freedom. IAHF.com. Also, go to NoCodexGenocide.com to the Take Action section. That's No Codex Genocide, written all as one word. NoCodexGenocide.com, NoCodexGenocide.com. And as for tying this in with the weaponized vaccine and weaponized flu, this is an effort to cull our numbers. It all ties in together. They don't want us having strong immune systems. They don't want us eating organic food because it has sulfur. Sulfur helps the permeability of our cell membrane so we can get oxygen into our cells. Oxygen is the key to avoid getting any kind of a flu, whether it's any regular garden variety flu or a weaponized flu. I encourage people to take organic sulfur. I have a special report and an e-book for a $25 donation. I'll send that info. There's a PayPal link on my IAHF.com website. Send me $25 to help me do my work, and I'll send you this information, this e-book on how to use food-grade 35% hydrogen peroxide to oxygenate. My sources for the best organic sulfur, the best ionic silver, etc.
Do you think that the members of Congress are aware of the infiltration of the FDA? Are they aware of this pandemic being orchestrated? We have precedents, 1976. We know what took place there.
Very few members of Congress realize much of anything because they're caught up in the thick of thin things. They've got their own little bailiwick, and they're involved with certain legislation, but most of them aren't seeing the big picture. Ron Paul is one of the very few who seems to really be good at seeing the big picture. There are a few others, but he's one of the very few that really realizes what's going on.
Well, it's really interesting because over the news and the wonderfully displayed television and the ads and all of the encouragement, it's just a given that we should accept the World Health Organization or the CDC or the SAGE group of the WHO. We are to hear these directives from Geneva. And then I would like to commend RBN. Go there to the website of republicbroadcasting.org, and you'll find a really good article out of Global Research today by F. William Engdahl. And it informs us that a year before H1N1, coming to us in about April this year in Mexico, Baxter International filed for a patent for H1N1. Can you believe all that?
Yeah, it's ludicrous. I mean, anyone with half a brain should be able to follow this very easy to follow paper trail. It's not that hard to follow, and yet the average person has an attention span about as long as your average television soundbite, and that's the problem we have in our society today. You have people that are going about their business like robots, and they're being scripted and molded by the mainstream media, and most people aren't connecting the dots on these things because they're not doing their own homework. They're letting other people mold their minds. And so they're walking around like a bunch of automatons.
The number to call in case we have time for a couple of calls for today's guest, John Hamill, 800-313-9443. What was the catalyst that got you involved in these health survival researching and attitudes and product and all that? What was the catalyst?
Well, I'm 52 years old. When I was a lot younger, over 30 years ago, I recovered from a life-threatening illness through a suppressed alternative treatment mode called orthomolecular medicine. So my life was saved by vitamins, minerals, amino acids, trace elements, probiotics, hormones, herbs. And ever since, over the past 30-some-odd years, I've become a walking, talking encyclopedia of all aspects of alternative health and healing. And that's how I happen to meet people like my buddy True Ott, who's a naturopath. And I'm immersed in that world. I just live and breathe that world. And I love to help other people with medical problems with the information I have. Even though I'm not a medical doctor or even a naturopath, I've learned a lot over the years. I grow an organic garden. I raise my own chickens. I believe in organics and healthy living. I'm a competitive swimmer in Masters Swimming, which is age group competition swimming. I love hiking and camping. We'll go to break here,
and then we'll be right back with John Hamill.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're listening to Born on the 4th of July with John Hamill. And as we go to the top of the hour, John, I want to thank you. We'll have you on again real soon. Please stay online if you would and see how it goes for the next hour. If that particular guest will come on, that'll be fine. But in case that doesn't work, sometimes it doesn't, stay with us long enough to find that out. We have Margaret in Florida. A brief question or comment for John Hamill. We welcome you.
Hi, John Hamill. Thank you for this information. I feel pretty overwhelmed in trying to connect, as I think a lot of Americans do, as to what we can really do to push forward and try to you know, to help some of these situations that you're speaking about. Can you give me some type of help here?
Yeah, I have an email distribution list that you can sign on to at iahfisandfrank.com.
I have that down.
Yeah, and my when you sign on there, you'll see my archives, and in my archives, you'll find a lot of e-alerts that I've sent out recently pertaining to this pending genocide through the weaponized vaccines and so on, and what you can do about that, for example. And that's my primary concern right now, is this weaponized vaccine that they're going to start laying on us in mid-October when they start giving it to the school kids. So if you have a school child, don't allow that child to take that vaccine.
No, I don't allow my children to take vaccines. I did the original ones, but not anymore.
John, what if it's mandated in your state or your county?
Get a gun.
It is mandated. You have to weave through everything.
What you do is you get yourself a double-barreled shotgun and a can of bear spray, and you keep your child at home and protect that child. And when they come to your door, you shoot them.
That might be a solution. I don't think it's going to be a lasting one, though.
Immediate, maybe. But, you know, even they are saying that the vaccine products are going to have to be rushed to the marketplace before proper testing. But here you have countries like the UK ordering 132 million doses. I keep thinking of Health and Human Services, Michael Levitt in the prior administration. I keep thinking about church doctors and their advisors using the word inevitable. And every time I heard inevitable, whether it was avian flu or other, I thought, what do they know that I don't know? Well, and maybe what they knew is what Baxter International knew in wanting a patent a year ahead of time. Back to you, John, for the final comment here.
The main thing to realize very succinctly is that Louis Pasteur, originator of the germ theory of disease on which vaccines are predicated, capitulated to his biggest critic on his deathbed when he made the statement, the germ is nothing, the terrain is everything. And what he meant by terrain was the pH balance in the body. If you maintain a slightly alkaline pH, you can absorb the most oxygen, and that's the way to protect yourself. Get my special report, $25 through PayPal at iahf.com. I'll send you a special report on how to protect yourself.
To the top. Thank you very much. Hang on here.
With recent internet.